Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the house. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the house, or would that be you, sir?
That's me, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and is your home a single-family home or detached, a townhome,
yes.
Apartment?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
I don't know. Maybe in the 50s, 60s.
Oh, okay.
About my age.
Okay, 1950, right?
Some ages, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so then, have any upgrade modification has been made to the property? Like, you know, roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage?
I'm about ready to do a sheet metal roof, so I don't do nothing, no. Everything's okay.
So no upgrades made, right?
No.
Okay. All right, so in, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Florida? Oh, long time. 40, over 40.
About 40 years? Okay. Okay, so then have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane?
No.
No? None. Okay.
No.
All right, sir, and how vulnerable do you feel, you know, to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or roof or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
My area is safe. From flood, from hurricane, I don't know. From tornadoes, never know. That's the thing.
So not vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and if a serious hurricane threatened, you know, your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up, like, hurricane shutters and board up the home, buy supplies and equipment?
Oh, I bought the oak for windows. I can board the plywood, that's all.
Okay, board up the
plywood,
right?
If the house stays 70 years, it's going to be staying at 70. No problem.
Okay, all right. Okay, so then when would you begin to prepare, you know, your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, you know, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, you know, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
I can stay. I never move out. I can't move any place. No, I can stay here. And I watch.
Okay, but your home... Okay, but your home is already prepared, right? And could be secure within hours.
Yeah.
Okay, and considering yourself and others in the household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Would that be very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
I don't know.
But like I say, you know, it's about having needing, you know, all the information needed to protect yourselves.
We're not gonna have a hurricane. I lived so many years in here in Florida, and I never see a hurricane so far.
Okay.
So we're not gonna have it for the rest of my life. I bet you we're not gonna have it. I know somebody.
So you feel certain,
huh?
Right?
I feel certain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Can you please select your top three sources of information? You know, would that be internet sources other than social media, the radio, TV, newspapers?
I watch TV. Always says, you know, anything is going on, so they says, you know, TV.
So TV, yeah. Radio.
Yeah, radio. Yeah.
internet sources, like other than social media, friends and family. Social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
The first
or
Facebook.
What? Facebook. Okay. All right. Okay, so in, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being, least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Any number that you can, that you feel prepared, from 1 through 5.
I don't know, 1, 2.
1 or 2?
Either way.
Okay. All right, sir, and have any of these factors, impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of childcare, cost of housing, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment? Or maybe none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
I'm retired. I don't have that much. But what I can say? I didn't say.
So no,
I didn't handle myself. That's all.
Okay, so no, none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness. Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, so is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Would that be yes or no?
We have no flood zone.
No flood, so no, right? Neither flood or evacuation zone. Okay.
No.
Alright, sir, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued to, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Never. I can stay.
Okay,
I can
so never,
stay
right?
with my animals, chickens.
Okay, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state?
I have no idea. I don't know.
So, or you would not live under any circumstances?
No.
Okay, would not live, right? All right, sir, now how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Okay, one vehicle. Okay. Okay, sir, what is the dollar amount of deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know, but can we stop because I have to go. I have to meeting. I have to go.
Okay. All right, sir, we were almost done with this survey. Okay, only have maybe 2-3 minutes to go.
Oh wow!
This is our like the last
finish it because I have to
okay.
Go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, what is the dollar? What is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
I don't know. I don't remember even. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know, right. All right, sir. And how confident are you that you could come up with like a $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? I am very certain I could come up with $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. Or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I don't know, I have no idea. Like I said, I lived so many years, I never see a hurricane here, and I'm not going to see. I'm not going to see.
Okay, now how has your, home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would you say it decreased significantly, like to
double.
Over 10%?
Changed double, yeah.
So it increased, right? Increased maybe over 10%? Or
no, 100%. Yeah,
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. What about 1 to 3 years? Has it increased or decreased?
I have no idea now. I don't know now. No.
What about 3 to 5 years? Has it decreased or increased? Or
very
remain the same?
I don't know. When I have a bill, I pay right away, that's it. But so I don't know how it's going to be.
Okay.
I never any money, nothing.
As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
I don't know. I'm not thinking about this now. I'm not thinking, no. Like I said, I don't respect any problem or stuff like this. Okay, let's finish talking now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. Appreciate your help.
Okay, bye-bye.